Stand and turn in your Bibles to John chapter 10. We're going to be reading verses 11 through 16. John 10, 11 through 16. This is the word of the Lord. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. Speak to our hearts this morning, and may we receive it in repentance and in faith. Amen. Our text tells us of the good shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And when we look around in our world, I don't know about you, but I think we often probably would say, it looks like there's no shepherd. Definitely not a good shepherd in this world. Our world is so full of troubles. It seems so chaotic. There's so much pain in this world that many wonder if there is a God at all. And if he is out there somewhere, is he good? But our text tells us that there is a good shepherd. You may also then say, well, which one? There are so many who would claim to be a shepherd for you. Think about all of these people, and this has been true for all ages, that there are those who would try to lead people with messages of hope and truth. We've got people that predict the end of the world. They claim to be able to guide you to the right end, even maybe the specific date. We've got all sorts of preachers and teachers and politicians and those who would tell you, I have the secret to life. I know the truth. I know exactly what it is that you need. In fact, let's think about this a little bit more. We even have a situation in our world with modern technology where people are literally trying to get you to follow them, right? Like sheep would follow a shepherd. If you are on the internet and social media, do you get requests for people for you to follow certain people, Twitter or Facebook? That's what we do now, right? We follow people. We may be following just friends. But we also have people that are supposed leaders or truth speakers in our life. And as we try to sort through the situation that looks like there is no shepherd, but we've got many who would claim to be a shepherd for you, how do you know which one is the good shepherd? As we try to analyze this situation and consider all of the possibilities, it could be even pastors or those who would seem to represent God and God's word. But as we think about what a lot of these people are about, they're like the hireling mentioned in our passage. What will happen when these people encounter a little bit of trouble along in their journey? They will run away like the hireling who was just in it for a paycheck. These aren't his sheep. He doesn't feel responsible for them. He doesn't love them. This is a job for him. Think about the motivation behind many of these supposed shepherds in our world. That they are in it for maybe how many followers they have, maybe how many or how much a power they have or influence in politics or in popular thought. They may be literally in it just for the money. Many of the supposed teachers and preachers out there are just trying to get your money, and they will prey on you. But let me tell you that something that is true about all of these. If they are in danger, and you are also in danger, they're going to run and hide and fend for themselves. That is not the Good Shepherd, or even anyone who would be truly with the Good Shepherd. But there is one who is different than this. And Jesus identifies himself as this Good Shepherd. But notice what it is that separates him from everybody else. It says that he loves the sheep because he is willing to lay down his life for the sheep. And that is exactly what our Lord Jesus did for us. Consider this then, too, that Jesus had no reason personally that he had to do this. This was sacrificial. When Jesus died on the cross, he went there willingly, and we see that in the verses just after our text, verses 17 and 18. He lays down his life that he may take it up again. No one takes it from me, he says, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Jesus was sent by the Father, but he went willingly to the cross to lay down his life for you. And all of the gain is really on our part. He is a giving, sacrificial shepherd for us. He is not like all these others who, when danger and trouble comes, the wolf, the devil, when he comes, and death, he does not flee. He does not abandon you. He lays down his life that you may live. Praise our Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Lord God, as we navigate this challenging world full of hurt and despair and chaos, and we wonder, is there really a God? Is there really a good shepherd guiding things? I pray that we would look and see Jesus. I pray, too, that as we sort through all of these supposed truth speakers and shepherds, those who try to guide us and lead us somewhere, I pray that we would see the difference between false shepherds and hirelings and with the one true shepherd, the one Jesus, who is willing to lay down his life, to sacrifice himself that we might have life, that we might be forgiven for our sins. Praise you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. May each one of us cling to you and find hope and peace in your name. Amen. Would you please stand and sing with me number 301, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.